Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Expert Slot. This week I'm talking to physiotherapist Ben Lombard, who I started seeing in his Moorgate practice, Function 360, when I hurt my back at the end of last year. I was really impressed in my first session by Ben's approach. He's very sensible and also holistic, so he measured me and asked me lots of questions about my life and looked at what was going on, and then basically said, I'm not going to leave you in this pain, so I'll give you a fascia massage. I think that's how you say it, fascia. And that hurt like hell, but it really relieved the pain quite a lot. And he then said, I'm going to give you a list of adjustments you can make before you next come in to see me, and I'll keep your back pain slightly at bay. So I found that these tips were really easy to incorporate and did make a considerable difference. So that in mind, I thought him talking through those tips might be helpful to anyone else suffering from back pain. So I asked him to come on the show to offer his five simple day-to-day approaches to keeping a back happy. Here's Ben Lombard. You must see a lot of back pain.
Lots. Too much.
Yeah. And that's why I come to see you as well. Do you tend to get more in the neck or lower back, or is it just all over?
It's quite an even distribution of, you know, location of where it is within the body. But because of the area that we work in, Moorgate being quite office-based, sedentary jobs, we see a lot of sort of lower back pain from extended periods of sitting. We see a lot of mid-thoracic sort of pain from...
Mid-thoracic meaning?
Middle of the spine, between like where the chest is, like from the front of the back.
I'm really conscious of how I'm sitting around Ben, by the way. I'm like bending over it, being like, sit up straight. Yeah.
And then a lot of computer-based neck sort of flexion, extension, you know, up and down looking stuff as well.
Yeah. And can you explain what, for anyone who's listening and doesn't know what a physiotherapist is, what is that? Why would you go to see a physiotherapist as opposed to, say, an osteopath or masseuse or someone else who deals with the body?
So any sort of healthcare professional should be able to look at you holistically and have a look at your entire body, you know, top to bottom, and see what's working well and what's not working as well. So what's causing you problems or not. A physiotherapist, to me, is someone who sort of restores normal human movement. So functional movement, sitting, standing, squatting, lunging, everything that you would do on a daily basis. And then obviously the muscles and connective tissue that are responsible for coordinating the movement smoothly. So a physio should be able to assess that, identify imbalance, and then work to try and restore any issues.
Hence, function 360.
Absolutely.
Fine. Okay. So we want to get your tips on back pain in particular. So I've asked you to think of five. So can we run through those five?
Yeah. Number one is definitely movement. So... I'm sure you all know, if you've anyone who's woken up with a sore back, the best thing is to move it, not just to lie there and feel sore.
Is that true? I thought the best thing to do was to get into a comfy position and not, like...
Well, into the fetal position and just cry until the pain goes away. Absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
No, so, I mean, in this day and age, obviously, the jobs are quite sedentary. Sitting at a desk all day is what's killing you, so... Movement is key. Like standing up, sitting down, just not being in the same position all the time.
Okay, so you would recommend someone, even like in an office, say, if you set an alarm on your phone, say, for every 30 minutes, just get up and walk around the office.
Go make yourself a cup of coffee, charge your phone 10 metres away from your desk.
Oh, interesting.
You know, don't be afraid to go to the toilet. I mean, anything that you do is better than just sitting there and rotting in your chair.
And are there any particular movements you can do? Like, say, would it be better to go for a walk or better to do 10 star jumps in the loo?
I have patients who do both. Honestly, that's not a joke. What I think, to be honest, is probably best to go out for a walk because, you know, think about your commute. Think about you sat down to have your breakfast, lunch, dinner, sat down in your desk all day. Think about how much time you actually spent on your feet if you then think about that.
Okay.
So for me, going out, walking somewhere slightly further to go get your lunch, or if it's a nice day, just walk around, sit outside, get some fresh air, is so much better than just, you know, something really short and sharp. It's better than nothing, but get out.
So keep moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Tip two?
Tip two is think about how you're carrying things that you do every day. So for example, I know a lot of patients of mine have really, really heavy handbags or heavy single side bags, gym bags, blokes, and they come in complaining of shoulder pain.
Well, that's what
pain.
I had.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly the way that you have.
Yeah.
And when you ask people, you know, what do you carry every day? What, and have think about what people are doing in their daily life. that's what can be causing imbalance as well. So like you've switched to a backpack, evenly distributing the loads, heavy stuff at the bottom, rather than having that constant nagging, dragging sensation all the time, which you are going to compensate for.
And you're right to say things you do every day. Like my mum has back pain at the moment, and she only recently realised that she's got an Alsatian on a short lead, and she carries him in her left arm, and that's the arm that's beginning, that's the shoulder that hurts.
Definitely, things like that for sure. Even things like people who have two screens at the computer at the desk, here, two or three, they're constantly turning one way or the other, and they're wondering why they're getting restriction in one way, or you know, their phone is always in their right hand side, so they always put it underneath their right ear between their shoulder, lifting the shoulder.
I do that. Yeah.
Where's your headset?
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that's going to allow.
But is it about it being one side, or is it about the repetitive movement?
Repetitive movement for sure, but if you're doing it both ways, it'd be better than you doing it just the one.
Fine, okay, because sometimes you are contorting your body to do things that we do in the modern day.
Totally.
But it's kind of unavoidable. So literally, if you switch sides, it would be better.
Well, that's the thing. No one is perfect, and you're never going to have like the perfect sort of balance of muscles for sure. You're a dominant side, but there are things that you can do to try to compensate to prevent that becoming too much of an issue.
Yeah, okay, what's three?
Number three is strength. Okay. Very, very, very common to see. Like after sitting for years and years at a desk, you weaken your core, you weaken your glutes, they become lazy, you're sitting on them. So strengthen your core and strengthening your glutes for sure to help you maintain a new
spine.
When
you say strengthen your glutes, you mentioned that to me, and I went away thinking, what the hell do my glutes have to do with my back?
Sure.
So I know the body, I know that the body is a whole thing,
absolutely,
being, but glutes in particular, how do they affect your back?
So your glutes in particular, when you contract them, will posteriorly tilt your pelvis, or they'll tuck your pelvis underneath you, and that can also contribute to extension of your spine as well.
Okay.
Which is part of the issue when you are in what's called an anterior tilt. You sit with that slump, the arch of your lower back. Mm-hmm. You go into some sort of flexion at that point. Whereas if you squeeze your bottom, what that'll do is that'll tuck it under the other way.
Okay. And when you say strengthen, are there exercises? Let's say you're already in pain, your back already hurts.
Yeah.
What are the exercises that you can do? Because that's hard.
The first thing to do is movement at that point. So there is obviously truth in that you can do more harm than good if you're doing something that's going to be not optimal for your body. So you can't just go, God, I'm in pain, YouTube, strength exercise for bum and core, and just fingers crossed and hope for the best. You can, with some degree, do that with a little bit more with like the mobility and the movement work. But when it comes to strengthening, see a professional and just get some sort of guidance on that.
On what would work for you.
For sure.
Okay,
because everybody
fine.
Is completely different in terms of where they are strength-wise and what's causing it.
Fine. Okay. Four?
Number four is just ergonomics when you're carrying things. For example, if you're carrying something super heavy and you're carrying it far away from your body, that's what's going to put a lot of torque and stress on your lower back. Mm-hmm. Really common to injure yourself that way, whether that be in an exercise setting in the gym, just doing something silly and not concentrating, or around the house. I know plenty of patients who've come to see me after taking things in and out of cupboards, reaching and bending and rotating, and if it's too heavy away from the body, it's like silly mistakes.
Yeah, I strained a muscle up my arm with a frying pan, just moving it the wrong way. I was going to say to you, though, in an exercise class, I'll often encourage you to push yourself.
Sure.
To a point where you're uncomfortable. Now, I get it. If I was working one-on-one with the trainer, I'd be like, yeah, fine, all right. Like, clearly, I don't
when
like
when you've got someone watching
yeah,
you.
But when you're in a class, like, there's so many classes with loads and loads of people in now. What should you do if you feel like it's just uncomfortable for your body? Do you think just be tough and say no?
No, I think you should stop. I mean, this is almost a conversation for another day. I have so much to say on the potential harm that people do by, desperately calorie burning and like chasing numbers and chasing the burn, chasing the sweat, sweat is fat crying, all that rubbish that they scream at you.
Yeah.
That is, in itself particularly toxic and harmful, because that will develop a horrible relationship with, potentially food, exercise, and that opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
If it hurts, stop.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
if
you,
it's sore, fine, but if it hurts, there's a difference between your muscles being tired and your body hurting.
Right, but just sometimes when people things feel wrong and people go push past that, and I've done that before, I've then ended up injured.
I've been in classes when it's happened before. I've been in gyms when people have done mistakes. And it's disgusting to see.
So be body aware and just sort of listen to your body and listen to its natural limits.
And that's the last one, really, is body awareness. Body awareness doesn't just come under what you're doing with your body when you're thinking about it, but it's more like your subconscious.
Yes.
So a lot of people, like if you look around, wherever you're listening to this, you look around people around you, if you're on the tube, for example, you'll see people sitting very lopsided, very lazy, very slumped, very abnormally, very comfortably.
And hunched over their phones.
And hunched over their phones, absolutely. Like burying their head into their screens. And it's just having an awareness that that is not normal.
Yeah.
And having an awareness of what that is potentially doing to your body, whether it is, you know, at work, sitting one leg crossed all the time, or whether it is, you know, you're slumped in the side of your chair. It's completely
I'm just not crossing my legs until you're getting back into normal position.
It's say so I mean, I sit with a cross leg for sure. It's, it's something that, if you're aware of it, it's fine. And if you're doing it every so often, it's not going to be the end of the world.
But what I find I do, for example, is I slump, and then I'll suddenly think, don't slump, and I'll sit up straight. But would the best default position be sitting up straight and shoulders over hips?
You know what? I actually don't agree with that, because, you know, you haven't got someone telling you to do that all the time. If you are able, if you have the wherewithal within yourself, the body awareness, to tell yourself that, to correct yourself, that's enough.
Okay.
You can't be constantly sat upright, bolt upright, shoulders over hips, because that's not moving, that's static.
Right.
That in itself will cause other issues.
Right.
You might be in a very neutral position, but if you're in one position all the time, your body doesn't like that. Your body is designed to move.
But, for example, when you're watching Netflix, I'm just assuming that everyone does that, when you're watching Netflix at night and you're on the sofa and you're, you're lying in, you're in a bad position, as it were.
For sure.
Do you want to try to find 90% of your position to be sitting upright?
Is this sort of like how some people approach diet, the sort of the 80-20 sort of thing?
Okay.
You know, 80% of the time, you're quite clean, you're quite careful, you're aware. But, you know, the other 20% of the time, there is flexibility within that. And same with your posture. I mean, if it's more comfortable to sit, you know, cross-legged, or whilst you're watching TV with your hands behind your head, or whatever, just...
Okay, but
don't be so strict on yourself, but be aware
that your shoulders should be over your hips.
Well, exactly, when you're standing, think about, you know, you're trying not to arch your back, you're trying not to lock your knees out, try not to slouch.
Lock your knees out, so...
As in, like, pushing them back.
Okay,
that hyperextension, you might see some people look like their knees knock in sometimes.
When
they're in that resting position.
Interesting.
Because your whole body is a kinetic chain, so it'll always affect... Your ankles will affect your knees, your hips, etc.
Yeah, it's a referred pain as well, is something that you get if you're not doing it right.
Exactly
right.
So it's just about being aware.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll get you back on for other bodily things, but for now I'm going to let Ben go, or rather I am going to take Ben off the podcast and ask him to fix my back. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.